That's a chiddush. Two hats is zichah, not right, and two belts also. We said is no good. So that's that you can't wear. Those things you can't wear.
Because it was bad weather. It's hot weather.
No, it doesn't make a difference. Coats you can wear even when it's hot weather. You can wear two coats. Once it's got to do with a big head, then you're allowed to wear it.
So you can't wear two coats.
You can wear. No, I'm saying it depends what coat. I'm saying two winter coats is a chiddush, yeah. But a raincoat and a winter coat, since people wear that in Washington in cold weather, so you can wear that even on a summer's day. That's what comes out, which is what we said. Then we spoke about gloves. Gloves was interesting about gloves. Gloves really is a malbush, it's a proper garment. Really, there's no problem with gloves. The only thing is that's problem with gloves is that some possible are not happy with gloves. They're worried that a person might take it off. Once you meet someone, you want to shake their hands, you take the gloves off, and you forget yourself, you might carry on walking with the gloves. So there's a minig in Klal Yisrael not to wear gloves. This minig is apparently taken on by men. Ladies don't have this minig, it seems. Ladies can wear gloves on Shabbos. We don't want, maybe they don't take their different reasons given, maybe they haven't got the same problem, maybe they don't take their hands off. What will come to Islam? Yeah, maybe they don't take their hands off gloves off like men do, and therefore, for some reason, women didn't have this minig not to wear gloves on Shabbos. By the way, sometimes people tell you, you know, sometimes they have a meeting with ladies. So, one of the answers is to have your gloves on. I mean, it makes it a bit. It's always a bit of a problem what to do. So one of the answers is to have gloves on, and it's a bit awkward to take gloves off. Hopefully, that will put the person off shaking hands, but. Shabbos, we're worried that a person might, what you call it, have to take the gloves off and speak to someone. We spoke about, funny, I was just looking at someone showing me this clip from the Daf HaYomi in America. Oh, that's been freezing out there because you can see people have got their ears covered. So we spoke about this on Shabbos. Can you wear these earmuffs? What's it called? I don't know what it's called exactly.
Earmuffs.
Can you wear these earmuffs? So some want to compare it to gloves. Mine says it's much more hideous. That's much better there because people don't take those off normally. Those are things that are not normally taken off, and therefore many possibly say that's taka okay to wear these earmuffs. So we don't make a gazera on earmuffs. Sorry? Yeah, but I don't know if you're going to carry it. I hope you're saying that someone might speak to you, you won't to hear what we're saying. Yeah. My side, I don't know if they make this gazera. It's interesting.
Why would you take your gloves off again on Shabbos?
Why? No, if someone comes to say hello to you, if someone comes to shake your hand. No, I think you take your gloves. I think it's polite to take your hand off.
No,
it's
the street.
Take your gloves and say Shabbos.
I think you would. I think it's very not polite, I think, not to take your gloves off when you shake hands with someone. Yeah, normally I think the minute normally you take your gloves off when you shake hands with someone. I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I think so. He says not. What else wish we got?
There's
no hecker. There's a minute. I'll say there's no hecker. No, we said last time. What's a bialocha? Maybe Chiddush from a bialocha, which is a problem. A bialocha says if you sew the gloves onto your jacket, then that becomes a problem. I see. He didn't like this so much. But he brought this hetter down. That this hetter was if you sew it onto your garments, then it becomes like a chelik of the thing. It looks very odd. I've actually seen it with someone. I don't know. Now it's not a common minute. I've seen this actually with someone who had a handkerchief sewn in his pockets. The handkerchief actually sewn in his pockets. Is it interesting? Sewed it in. So no, that's kind of an interesting head for that. The master, they take the handkerchief out, blow their nose, and put it back in again. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sir. That's a good question. Take it off every so often. Every few weeks, take it off. Let's just find this one here where it is. Shin Aleph. Here, the Machaber says, "Mutter lost the Rishal Botzi Adam and Ekroim Gezunshus." Yes, we shall machen hatzik. She's very very sharp. Don't want to hold it. Some say you sew it onto your beged. You should sew it on. So it's interesting.
It's actually proper, not pressed on zokot.
I'm not sure actually. It's a good idea. I'm not sure press does no good. Okay. It's also part of it. It becomes an extension. I was just trying to be aloha as a kasha. How does it help to sew it on? Be aloha asks, my yolo my show kasha. How about I look bottle like I made a beggar? It doesn't become bottle to the beggar because you start when someone just takes something, can't stick something to your beggar and becomes all of a sudden part of your beggar. So he says the chiddush to be aloha. He wants to say the Eli Rabba tears a kimmich a kosha a kasha yopher mesika basi and oral. It looks like a long sleeve. Yeah. It becomes part of the skin. Yeah,
it's
actually.
Inside pocket.
What? No, yeah, that's allowed. He's talking about the gloves. Yeah, he's talking about the gloves. Yeah, that's a chiddush. Yeah, the sticky nose is a chiddush, actually. Yeah, the washing of the handkerchief in there is a chiddush. I'm not sure how that works. It's interesting. But actually, he wants to say that if you stick it on here, that could be better. Other than that, we said last time, the children who walk around with these gloves with a string through it, and then when they're walking, they just hang it down. That's nothing at all, Chloe. That's nothing. I'm not saying you have to know whether you have to object to a child doing it, but I'm just saying, that's nothing. It doesn't count anything. It has to be sewn on. That I don't know if that helps sewn on top, maybe. Because according to the Elia Rabbi, it's part of the sleeve, yes? It won't help to sew on top. Okay, moving on to the issue, very interesting actually now. So what about today? One other thing we want to check out is also interesting, that he's not sure about in Shabbos. Can you walk in the street with some slippers? There is a gezeira. Can you walk in the street with slippers? There's a gezeira. You mustn't walk in the street with something which looks odd. And people might laugh at you.
Has it got a back?
Yes, sir. Yeah? The shine is, if someone sees you in the street walking with slippers, it's funny, in today's world, I must tell you, in today's world, people walking in the street with looking so odd.
What are you worried about?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, let's go slowly. So someone's got slippers from his house. He's wearing a slipper, yeah? I told that story about the slipper. Yeah, anyway. The kid says, he's wearing his slippers, and he's wearing his slippers. So it looks odd in the middle of the street. A person does not be caught wearing slippers in the middle of the street. It's an odd thing to do. So is there a gazelle that you might take it off and carry it?
No.
So that's what the apostle said. Nowadays, this doesn't apply, really, because we don't walk barefooted. So it'd be very odd for a person to take his slippers off and carry it and walk barefooted. So that gazelle pass doesn't apply. So pastors, that's alright. He's not so 100% happy with this. But pastors, that's Malibai's not sure it's Malbush. Neck apostle Mutalos Behana because we in the show eat Ron Raglov. Well I say it looks like we can be makel. In Kosher Zer Shavim Kravislon and Ring, this doesn't apply nowadays, and therefore Lechaira, this should be okay. Well, it's not a problem. What? Flip-flops also really, flip-flops, I know they do speak about flip-flops, I'm not sure exactly what the shy is. Flip-flops are the same thing really. The chayyah, you're not going to carry it. No one's going to walk barefooted, so the chayyah should be alright to walk with these.
It's attached to your body. It's just holding it.
It's part of your way, it's on your body, it's b'shamish your body, it's a shoe.
How about this song on the gloves?
That's nice, mum, that's chayyah, no good, that's nothing.
We
have
one here, and people want to wear Crocs on, Krishna, and Kippa, there has to have a
backing. I wasn't sure what's the reason for that. What's the reason? There someone says what he says. We have to check out why. I'm not sure what the cheshbon is. I don't know why. Yeah, he's right. I mean, some retainer has to have a backing to it. I'm not sure what the cheshbon was. I don't know why.
So you're saying flip-flops is impossible, isn't it?
If it has no backing. I'm not sure why she needs to have a backing. I might say there's no gazelle going to carry it. There's no gazelle. Yeah, interesting. Okay, today's shiny was an interesting one. Do I have to do my belt up?
What?
Do I have to do my belt up when I'm wearing? I'm wearing a garment with a belt. Do I have to do my belt up? I know what everyone's thinking, huh?
No,
someone's walking with a coat, for example, it's got a belt on it. Can you let the belt hang down and walk in the street with it? Or can I walk my trousers with my belt hanging down? That's the shadow.
Yes, your trousers is probably a problem. Your jacket's probably
a style. Before we go on to anything like this, listen, one thing is very important. Anything which is part of a beged, anything which belongs to a beged, there's no issue to use that on Shabbos, even though you're not actually using that chelik. Lamoshal, for example, I've got over here, pockets and things like that. And even the back of your jacket has got a little hanger, your little hook there, yeah? Mice is not doing anything when you wear it. Why is that mutter? Because that is the appearance of a beggar. That is part of a normal surah. Yeah, that's another shape. It's torn off. That's another question. It's quite right. But let's say it's only one end that's hanging on. That could be worse, yeah? Because that's true. That's quite an interesting point there. But when it's hanging on like normally, so this bit that's hanging on the back of your jacket, the chol is doing nothing at all while you're wearing it. It's got no use whatsoever, yeah? Even so, there's no problem with that. And the buttons on your jacket, it's not doing anything.
Spare
button
on the shirt.
Oh, spare button's also interesting, yeah. It's also a question, yeah? The marshal, a normal button on a jacket, which is part of the appearance of the jackets, then that's called Tzuras HaBeged. That is all part of the normal attire. There's no issa to walk in the street without a shabbos. Who had in a coat, which has got a hood, which hangs off the back of it, you're not using it at all, but it's joined on to the coat. That is the normal Tzuras HaBeged of this coat.
That's
why?
That's no.
Not sure. Well, it's made, that's how it's made. The beggars, you could take off in the summer, in the winter, you put it on, maybe that's what you could learn. So any which is a normal tsurus ha-beggar, that is how the beggar looks like. If the normal, it looks like that, then there's no problem wearing it at all. Even sometimes you've got, I haven't seen this actually, but sometimes people have got, it looks like buttons on their trousers to attach the braces to. I've never seen this actually, but it seems what? Maybe the old ones. So it's interesting. That is also no problem. That's a tsurus ha-beggar. That is how they make the beggars in order to be able to use the braces. Therefore, even though it's not doing any job whatsoever, those buttons, it's complete, it's part of the beggar, and there's no problem wearing it whatsoever. That's called the tsurus ha-beggar. Who are din a zip? Someone's got a jumper and wash along the zip. He's not done the zip up. It's hanging down. There's no problem at all. That is the tsurus ha-beggar. That's how it's made, and therefore there's no problem. Yeah, it's probably part of the beggar. To wear a jacket, we spoke about wearing, just put it over you without putting your hands into it. That is also, you're using most of the beggar's being used, that lechol is also okay. The only thing you have to be careful about there is that it's not windy, it might blow off. If it might blow off, then there's a danger you might carry it. But otherwise, generally speaking, when a person walks in the street with that, it's not so windy, then that is a normal way of walking, and therefore that is okay to do. Sorry?
Belts in the coat?
I can't come to the belts, you'll come to the belts, yeah, that's what I'm trying to come to.
So in that case, do you even wear a jacket like that if it's too small on you?
Once a beggar is called a beggar, even if it's huge and even if it's small, it's okay. Yeah, someone's got a huge raincoat he's wearing on Shabbos. He looks odd in it in the street, but if it's called a beggar, there's no problem wearing that on Shabbos. Now, a belt is very interesting. What about a belt on let's say, for example, on a coat or whatever it is, yeah? So obviously, if he's had a belt up, there's no problem. The question we're talking about over here now is where the belt's hanging down. The belt's hanging down. Now, you have to distinguish over here between various sorts of garments and belts. Number one is, let's take a coat. Typically, a coat has a belt to it, but the belt completes the tsur of the coat, even when it's not done up. A person who has a coat, if the belt is missing, there's something wrong with the coat. Depends what you got. But if it's got loops in it, say for example, and it's meant to, it looks that the belt's meant to be part of it, that belt is meant to be part of the coat. It finishes off the coat. Then that belt is mamish achedik of the coat, and even without being tied onto the coat, that's put to wear on Shabbos, even hanging down. Interesting chiddush actually. So a belt of a coat, which is normally, that belt is part of the coat. You can see it's not, it becomes it's part of the coat itself. It's the same material as the coat. It's meant to finish off the coat. The coat doesn't look complete without the belt being there. That belt does, strictly speaking, not have to be done up. You're going to see that there's a minig. Some rabbonim like all belts to be done up on Shabbos, actually. They don't like to distinguish. You'll see there's different cases of belts. But strictly speaking, any belt which finishes off the beged, is part of the beged, and the beged is missing without it, then, strictly speaking, me'ikah halacha, you don't need to do it up. Oh, well, you got a belt?
Your belt, and it's in the column. Yeah. You turn it around and make it like
Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
It's not using
the belt closed or not closed?
It's closed at the back.
And what's in the front?
What? In fact, they hang down your belt, you just tie it over there, and they hang down there. It's
a little fancy, like a finish.
It's at the back. You've got your coat.
Yeah.
You make it tied up.
Yeah, not in front, yeah.
Instead, you don't want to tie this front, you want to cut open.
Yeah.
So you tie it back.
Ah, so I'm saying, is that belt part of the tsurus ha-beggar of the coat? Would it look odd without the belt being there?
Yeah, but it's naturally open as well.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm saying, that's the case. If it's natural, if it's part of the actual beggar itself, if it's part of the actual tsurus ha-beggar itself, and if it completes the beggar, it looks odd without it, then even strictly speaking, you can have it hanging down. You don't need to button it up. Because that is the case of the beggar. The Shlomo Zalman says, who I didn't actually interesting, I was wondering about this, can you walk in the street with your shoelaces undone?
Yeah,
it might fall. Besides falling. Yeah. That's during the week could be a problem.
It's part of the shoe
now. Is that part of the shoe? Mice is not doing much of a job there, yeah, without it. But he says over here, let's see if we can find it over here.
It's like when you
have to walk on the street. He says over here, you're allowed to walk in the street actually with your shoelaces undone. They're considered part of the shoe. And Mammy, she says it's like the case of the coat, which is has a belt to it, and the belt Mammy completes the surah. It becomes bottled to the shoe. It becomes part of the shoe, even though it's not using it doing any job itself. Why? It's still part of the shoe, no. It's still part of the shoe. You need this part of the shoe. The shoe, the shoe is no good without a shoelace. It's a chelik of the shoelace. It's a chelik of the shoe. It's a chelish, this, I must say. Yeah, it's a chelish.
You put the shoelace inside, tuck it in. Shoe,
you sure? Come on. Sure, come off. We're talking it's completely loose. So let's say it's completely loose. He's walking, right? Doesn't, he doesn't want to stop now. He's in a bit of a rush. His shoelace is undone. He's walking. He's in a bit of a rush. He doesn't want to do his shoelace up. So he's leaving his shoelace and his mummish hanging in the middle of nowhere. And he's actually slipping a bit. But the Maisa, that is mutter. The Rosh Hashanah says that could be mutter. It's part of the shoe. So it's the Kiddush. No, that's much worse. Because the tie has to be a malbush. The only way to put a tie on it is a malbush. If it's hanging down, that's doing nothing.
But can you wear it loose?
Yeah, because a lot of people, I think like, a lot of people wear a tie loose. It's, yeah. That's called a malbush. It hasn't lost its mind. Good question, actually. But a tie that's loose, Lamaisa, yeah? It's still.
It's putting it over your thing without, not round your neck.
Yeah, but that's not doing any stubbish then. The scarf, the whole head of the scarf.
No, that finishes off your look.
I don't know. I think plenty of people walk around without scarves, they're fine. Plenty of people walk. Nah, I don't walk in the street like that. Oh, that's better. But I don't, to walk in the street with it just hanging down, I think it's the close. To walk down just like that, I don't know, that's alright.
Yeah,
because it's around the back of your neck, you say. It's around the back of it, that could be. Basically, it's the back of the neck, so it's making the back of the neck, it's doing your stomach, it's making the back of the neck warm. Maybe that could be alright. Now, you've got some belts, Lamoshli says, for example, which aren't actually, the belt is alright without it. It's nice to have it on, but it could do without it. That he says, for example, on dresses, you have that sometimes on a dress. That belt is only mutter to walk loosely with it if it's sewn onto the actual garment, to the actual beged itself. Or it's locked in and it's twined in the back of something, it's twined on. Otherwise, you shouldn't wear it. A trouser belt, well, that belt's got no shikas to the trouser at all, really. Yeah, you could move it from one pair of trousers to the other. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't mean anything at all. That is taka osu to walk around with it loose. That's taka no good. That's not doing any stuff at all. That's not a normal malbush. That's taka osu. So again, if the belt completes the tour of the beged, that means it's missing. The beged is missing. If you have it without this belt, the most often the coat is like this. Very often a raincoat, winter coat, it's very often like this. The tour is completed with a beged. That with the belt, that me'ikah hadin is mutter even if it's hanging down. However, as I said to you again, there's a minig, many kids have got a minig, always to be machmir, to only wear belts if they're done up. Not if they're hanging down, because you can make sure of some belts, yes, some belts not. So some people have got a minig, according to halacha, it's a minig in some kids to make sure that they only wear it if it's completely done up. But strictly speaking, if it's partly of a beggar, which it completes the beggar, you need it there to make the beggar look nice, then you do not need to do it up. If the beggar doesn't really need it, you could do without it. Then it's only mutter if it's actually sewn into the beged. Either it's sewn on or it's twined at the back to make quite, it's festered, stuck onto it. Well, then you're allowed to wear it hanging down. And if it's completely no shikas to the beged, a belt on a pair of trousers, it's got no connection whatsoever, you don't need it at all, then the only way to wear that is if it's mummish connected. It has to be mummish done up, otherwise you can't wear it. Yeah? That's the normal run of the mill. Okay, that's what you're saying. All right, so I'll see you.